Father in heaven, this morning we come before you humbly, recognizing our complete need for you and our total depravity. We just ask, Lord, at this time for your forgiveness and for your transforming grace to remove from our hearts any trace of selfishness, to remove our stubborn attitudes. And Lord, we just ask that you'd put us in the right mindset to worship you this morning. Father, there's so many things that we can be thankful for. We thank you so much for the many things, the infinite amount of blessings that you bring into our life. We especially like to thank you for the completion of the Cooper Hall renovation, a large project that you brought our church through successfully. And most of all, Lord, we'd like to especially thank you for the ministry of the Arakaki family. We thank you so much, Lord, for their love. We thank you so much for their sacrifice, their friendship. We also, especially, Lord, thank you for the spiritual impact that they've made on all of our lives. Father, they are a blessed family, and we just want to ask at this time that you would give them an added blessing, a special blessing, as they continue their ministry in Oregon. Father, we desire the best for the Arakaki family. We desire to see your perfect will carried out in their life and in their ministry. Father, we thank you for the Arakaki family. Lord, we also have other requests we'd like to bring before you. We'd like to pray for those who at this time are dealing with illness, dealing with loss, different types of struggles and trials. And we just ask, Lord, that those individuals, those families, would draw closer to you in the midst of these difficulties. And Father, finally, I'd like to pray for us as a congregation. I'd like to pray for the leadership here of this church. Lord, we are going through a number of changes at this time, and we recognize that things could get turbulent. And we just ask, Lord, that in these times, that you give us the faith to trust in your leadership, to trust in your guidance. Help us, Lord, not to act out of fear. Help us, Lord, not to act out of self-interests or to run ahead of you in your planning. But I pray, Lord, that we trust in your love, to trust that you are in control, to trust that you have our complete well-being in your hands. Father, we have hope in your love. We have hope in your care. Give us the endurance to see your plans fulfilled to the end. Again, Lord, we thank you so much for your graciousness, for your kindness in our lives. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.
glorify today. Without thy life within me, O Jesus, King of Kings, be thou thyself the answer to all my questioning. Without thy life within me, in all things have thy way. By the transparent medium, thy glory to display. The temple has been yielded and purified of sin. Let thy Shekinah glory now shine forth from earth keeps silent, the body henceforth be thy silent, gentle servant, moved only as thou hast need of me. Live out thy life within me, O Jesus, King of Kings. Be thou the glorious answer to all my questions. Live out thy life within me, silent, gentle servant, moved only as by thee. In your church, Lord, be glorified.
we'll sing and shout. I'm thankful to God for giving me this opportunity to work with Pastor Lyle, but for only 6 years. But I know Lyle, he will continue to exalt Jesus Christ at this time of the end. So you and I, let's do the same.
Calvary, there's